Earlier this year, USDA's Farm Service Agency announced updates to its suite of livestock disaster programs in efforts to expand eligibility and enhance available benefits for producers.
Those enhancements, specifically as they pertain to the emergency assistance for livestock, farm-raised fish, and honeybees program, those enhancements will now help you if you had above normal feed costs instead of just helping you with the freight to get that feed to the livestock. There are even circumstances where we can help you with the snow removal costs that you had.
FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau says in addition to enhancements to ELAP, updates were also made to the Livestock Forage Disaster Program and Livestock Indemnity Program. Among those, horses maintained on eligible grazing land would be eligible under all three livestock disaster programs, and ostriches became available for both LFP and ELAP as of the 2022 program year. These enhancements are included in the current sign-up for these FSA livestock disaster programs, which, according to the administrator,
we've extended the deadline on these programs until June 2nd, 2023 for 2022 losses. And the reason we did that is because word hasn't gotten out as well as we would have liked about the enhancements we've made to these programs on top of the changes we had already made to deal with the 2021 drought up in the northern part of the country.
He adds organic livestock producers should also take note of the deadline extensions.
So if you haven't been to your county office to talk about those things or you thought you missed your deadline, please get in there. It's important that we get you this vital assistance to help you keep on the path for a good production year in 2023.
In addition to visiting local FSA offices for more information about the various livestock disaster assistance programs, Farmers.gov offers both a disaster assistance discovery tool and disaster assistance at a glance fact sheet as resources. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.